For more now on the politics of the new map and to talk about the politics in the news, we're joined by our political analyst, Republican Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
And Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning to you.
Morning.
And thanks to both of you for coming into the studio this morning. First of all, let me ask Dan, any surprises in the way these districts are drawn?
Well, the big surprise is that there's a brand new district, and it runs from the Cape and Islands west over to New Bedford. And the thinking on it apparently was that this part of the state, these towns have a common interest, and they have similar demographics. So the thought was to put them together. This is going to force Bill Keating to move from where he now lives, outside of Quincy, into this new district if he wants to. If he wants to maintain a seat in Congress.
Does it put him in an uncomfortable position? Does the move make him uncomfortable, you think?
Well, it's not a great situation to move into a new district. Some of it he's represented before as a state senator and state rep and DA. But it means you're essentially starting over with the voters. And having just won last time, he really doesn't have a lot to build on.
Todd, Democrats on Beacon Hill largely drew the map on behalf of the all-Democratic Massachusetts congressional delegation. Are any of the incumbents at risk of losing a seat?
Yes, I think several are. I think Bill Keating, as Dan mentioned, he moved last time from Quincy to Quincy from Sharon, and now he has to move to Bourne. So, I mean, he might as well buy a mobile home at this point. I don't think we've seen anything like it. And I think John Tierney faces a strong challenge from former Senate Minority Leader Richard Tesei. And then Mike Capuano, now that his district is minority-majority, he's going to be in trouble at some point. I mean, the whole idea then is that could become a district represented by a minority from one party or the other.
Is that a challenge for Capuano right now, Dan?
No, because there is no obvious minority candidate who could run in that district. Just because it's a majority-minority doesn't mean that there's one minority represented. You have African-Americans, Latinos, Asians. They do not have common interests when it comes to legislative matters. And so, assuming that just because it's a majority-minority is not necessarily going to produce a minority member of Congress.
Back to the R versus D thing. Agree with Todd or disagree with Todd over the fact that these new boundary maps provide at least an opportunity for one or maybe more Republicans in the state?
Well, it's possible, but they're going to have to field better candidates than they did last time. Last time they fielded a bunch of people who turned out to be they were nuts. And it was easy for voters to dismiss them. Now, to say a legislator, state legislator, isn't a nut, and he could give John Tierney a run for his money, especially since Tierney's wife has had continuing problems regarding her management of her brother's finances.
Well, she actually was convicted, so
yes.
so there's a stain there on the family record, at
right.
least.
But Tierney himself is not involved. There's never been an implication that he knew about this or did anything to assist her in her work.
No, just that he was supposedly completely ignorant of what his family was up to. That's the defense. But on the new 9th district that Keating hopes to represent, that's a lot of Republican turf there. And there are going to be some strong Republican candidates, possibilities, Sheriff Tom Hodgson, State Senator Bob Hedlund. I think we'll have strong candidates for both that district and Tierney's.
All right, let's pivot to presidential politics. GOP presidential candidate under fire, Herman Cain, holds a news conference in Phoenix this afternoon, supposedly to address the growing allegations of sexual harassment against him. A fourth woman has come forward and has publicly identified herself, the first to do so. Todd, can Cain survive?
It's going to be tough for Herman Cain. Now, his negatives have been going up in the polls ever since this story first broke, and now with a fourth accuser, he's going to be on the defensive. Now, in his press conference, if he is able somehow to be convincing to his supporters that he has been falsely accused, he has a chance, but that's going to be tough. And how he does that, I can't imagine, really.
Well, I'm astonished that Cain has continued to score well in national polls, in Iowa polls. despite the never-ending barrage of women coming forward to say he acted inappropriately with them. What's most impressive to me about this phenomenon, Herman Cain, is that a poll showed that 50% of Republicans see Cain's misconduct as not a serious matter. Now, granted, it happened before woman number four came forward, but, you know, 70 to 80% of Republicans polled believe the charges make no difference.
Well, Dan, you're misinterpreting, I think, what those people are telling pollsters. It's not that they don't think the charges are serious, but rather that many of them felt that he was earlier falsely accused. Now, with this fourth accuser coming forward as opposed to anonymous allegations, you're going to see those numbers change.
Both of you agree that this sets up a debate tomorrow night, the latest GOP presidential debate that might feature some fireworks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Herman Cain is going to be on the hot seat. I don't think everybody on the stage is going to give him a pass on, his new record. And I think there's a good chance that others will be shooting at each other just because we're running out of time and they need to make a case for themselves.
Well, I agree that there'll be fireworks on issues between the candidates as there have been in the past debates. I don't expect they'll be going after Cain on these personal matters because, frankly, they see him kind of going down. And there's an old adage, you don't interfere with an opponent who's in the process of falling apart.
Todd Domke, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, same to you.
You're welcome. And don't forget to vote today.